I do find it remarkable sometimes the things that I hear on television from people that are supposed to be, you know, commentators, supposed to be bright, right? These are supposed to be intelligent people. And I find it remarkable the things that you hear on TV. And this is really remarkable, what I'm going to share with you here. Chris Hayes, MSNBC, he is a sharp one. A guy who honestly hates the idea of the Constitution. Not sure where he came to hate the Constitution so much, but he does. Quite honestly, quite clearly. He's not a fan of that. He's certainly not a fan of the Constitution if the Republicans win an election from time to time. He certainly hates that idea. And I bring this to your attention because he talks about the Electoral College here just a couple of days ago. And it is absolutely incredible to hear his insight, his intellect on the Electoral College. And I wanted to share it with you. Chris Hayes, MSNBC, go. I mean, number one.
But I think there's actually a deeper philosophical thing happening, which is the question of what exactly American democracy is for. And the weirdest thing about the Electoral College is the fact that if it wasn't specifically in the Constitution for the presidency, it would be unconstitutional. Here's what I mean by that. Starting in the 1960s, 1961, particularly, the Supreme Court started developing a jurisprudence of one person, one vote, right? The idea is that each individual vote has to carry roughly the same amount of weight as each other individual vote, which is a pretty intuitive concept, but it was not a reality. There are all sorts of crazy representational systems that were created that would not give one person one vote and would disenfranchise certain minorities. You can guess which ones. Here's an example. Let's say you got a city, it's 60% black and it's 40% white, okay?
Enough. We got it. Here's the point. If it were not specifically in the Constitution, it would be unconstitutional. Right. So would the right to keep and bear arms. If it wasn't specifically in the Constitution, it would be unconstitutional. The freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to gather, all of these things, Chris, you genius, you, none of these things would be available to be considered our rights unless, of course, they were our rights in the Constitution. It is incredible the things you hear from people that are supposed to be smart. I wonder how this is possible. I wonder how it's possible that people like this actually get jobs. How do they actually get jobs in this day and age? It's mind-blowing to me that somebody like this that's so, you know, I don't know. In the forefront and has no clue about anything. It's mind-blowing to me at any rate. I'm looking at the latest stats here from the hurricane. Winds now down to 120 miles an hour. Winds down as this hurricane has been downgraded. Hurricane's been downgraded now. The cone now showing that it's going to go even farther away from the Florida coast, it seems. It's going to veer farther out and away. Right now you have hurricane warnings along much of the Florida coast and into Georgia. It's a hurricane watch, but it appears that this cone of death, this cone of uncertainty is going to veer farther out to the east and then remain off the coast. It could still present a problem for possibly North Carolina, South Carolina. By the time it gets there, it'll be Thursday. By the time it reaches the Carolinas, Friday, by the time it gets into the heart of North Carolina, if you will. But this storm, I can just tell you, we dodged a bullet here. Did the U.S., did Florida and the Carolinas and Georgia, because this storm was a monster. The Bahamas, that cleanup is going to take a very long time. The Bahamas cleanup is going to take a long time because of the severity of the storm. It was parked there at 185-mile-an-hour continuous winds with 225-mile-per-hour wind gusts. You don't just come back from that very easily. You don't. And the storm is still raining there. The wind is still there. It hasn't moved. It's been stationary for 36 hours now, a long time. I'm just watching the latest here and trying to keep you up to date on it. and making sure we're not missing anything. All right, so you've got that going on, and you still the other big story, of course, is the holiday horror. 34 people feared dead off the coast of California in a dive boat tragedy. The boat had offered spectacular Labor Day getaways for those that were divers and wanted to see the fish and the reefs and everything there just off the California coast. But at 3:30 yesterday morning, the boat caught fire. Five people escaped the boat, all crew members. The other 34 apparently trapped beneath deck with no way to get out, no firefighting equipment, no fire extinguishers, nothing. Nothing, including the owner of the boat, died. 25 bodies have been recovered, 9 still missing. Just a terrible, terrible story. All right, if you're ready, we're here. We're headed into fall. I'm going to ask you: Are you ready to lose the weight you've been talking about all this time, thinking about? You time to take your life back? Are you ready? Because if you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, not Steve's plan for you. I've done it. It worked for me. Thought it was great. You can find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. It used to be called Nutrimost, if that rings a bell for you, Nutrimost. But Charity and her team now will take care of you. They'll build a custom plan for you to lose weight and keep it off. Clean and lean and green, you'll be fine. Trust me on this. You can take care of those concerns about diabetes and the strain on your joints and just being too heavy and not being able to play with your kids and grandkids. All of these things can be addressed. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com, MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You can go ahead and do that today. One more break before we get to the end of the program today. Remember, you can look up more at SteveGruber.com. Drop me a note. Oh, I've got a letter here I'm going to read before we leave today, too. I'll do that after the break. I'll go to the mailbag. Drop me a note, SteveGruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The mailbag. I'm going to go to Doug in Free Soil. Doug, you're back in rotation from Free Soil, Michigan. Right after this, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju laser treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to wyckoffwellness.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.